Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Apparently, we are going to have another burst of sunshine for the Maybank holiday weekend because we had an incredible weekend just past with the weather forecast right across Ireland. And so says Carlo Weather's Alan O'Reilly, who has teased this good weather for us. Alan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Well, I'm laughing at that introduction, Andrea, because that's not exactly what I said. I said if people wanted to find some hope that one weather model...
Ah, that's good enough for me. Good enough for me, Alan.
A chance. I was trying to keep people's spirits up.
Yes, I know. And that's why we're talking. That's why we are talking to you today. But can we forecast that far in advance yet, Alan?
Not with any accuracy, unfortunately. No. Now, it does depend on the weather setups. So, for example, really interesting weather ahead the rest of this week in terms of weather model forecasting, because it is we have fine sunny spells for most of the country today. Tomorrow's another good day. I'm afraid to say that our ward is returning on Thursday. So we are going to see some showers and rain moving in Thursday and Friday. But there's a low pressure system that's going to come down the west of Ireland, look down to go down south towards Spain or Portugal, and then turn back around and come up towards us. And that track of that system is really going to determine what weather we get for the weekend. And if you're making plans for this weekend based on last weekend, this is going to really make a big difference to how the weather turns out. Well, yeah. I mean, the further south and east you are, the more likely we could be impacted by this rain. But some of the weather models are showing it staying over in our friends in England. And we'll let them have it.
We'll take that.
To the rain.
Yeah.
But for example, that's only, 4 days out?
Mm.
So when we look beyond 7 days, we're really looking at what's called trends, where you're looking at the weather models to see the different models and the different output from those models and try and see, is there a common trend on them? So when I shared that, you know, on my social media, shared that chart and said there's a chance of high pressure, there is a chance of it, but there's also a chance it stays down south of us. And really, going beyond 10 days is kind of guesswork.
Yeah. Okay.
With a bit of an educated guess.
Engineer, and science communicator, Phil Smith is with us on the line as well, Alan. How do we predict the weather in Ireland?
Well, with great difficulty is the answer. Alan is perfectly right. If you're looking for 10 days or longer, forecasts are only right about half the time. So it's only when you get closer. So a 7-day forecast, we're pretty good, gets to about 80%. And 5 day, we're getting up closer to 90%. The difficulty comes with the amount of variables that you have within weather. So for a very short-term forecast, as in you pop your head out the window, that's pretty accurate because you're looking and you see instant information. But from our rest of information for forecasts, you've got ground sensors, you've got weather balloons, you've got buoys, and not just lads, a group of lads out looking at the weather. We've got six weather boys out in the ocean looking at data. We've ships, remote sensing instruments. And you're looking at then with all of those sites, then pressure, wind, temperature, moisture. And that's all fed into like the models that Alan was mentioning. And that's where the data simulation comes in. The problem is, what we're looking at is you get rubbish in, you generally get rubbish out. But we're pretty good at putting that data in. We use computer codes and models to predict what's going to happen. Mm. So it's making assumptions or guesstimates together. But what kind of groups like MedEireann do as well is they run the model several times to see if there is, you know, with slightly different input data, to see if there's some commonality to it. And then obviously then you get different models will come up together. But as statistician George Box once said, all models are wrong, but some are useful. So you're trying to get towards a stronger strength of weakness to predict what's coming.
With that in mind and the trends that Alan mentioned then, how do we just get it so wrong sometimes, Phil?
Well, like you said, we get it right most of the time. Like, it's pretty good. It's just that, as I suppose, we're like what we were saying, you jumped on. We have hope. And when our hopes are dashed, we generally have a bad assumption or bad memory is stronger. And then when it's right, we're like, well, what we expected. So it has a less of an impact with us. So we're right most of the time. I think what we're looking at is obviously it's so complex with so many inputs, so many like variables in it. MedEireann scientists are using kind of a model called the Hermione-Arome model, which you're looking at different things for Ireland, UK, and some parts of Northern Flanders. So it's a limited area, so it only kind of used for really short-range forecasts. For longer forecasts, we're using something called the European Centre for Medium-Range Forecasts that covers the entire globe. Bigger areas mean more variables, also more uncertainty. So as you go longer and you go larger as well, we kind of get it a little bit wrong. But what we want to do is plan for things like holidays or trips away. And they are tend to be things that we need to have a good bit of a lead time into. So as we get further away, we don't get it wrong. We just get it less accurate. There's a lot of complex physics being used in math.
So with all of that in mind, Alan, and maybe just a little modicum of hope as well, can you tell us anything about the summer?
No, the summer really is anyone's guess. And, you know, a lot of the time they'll look at some of the big drivers, the, you know, what's happening in the Atlantic. But we have a lot of changes in the last couple of years with climate change. We've got very warm seas, which is why we've seen so much more rainfall coming in and what's happened in Dubai.
Yeah, we were talking about that the other day.
So that's kind of interesting in that the weather models are struggling. That's why a lot of the weather models this year have struggled with the track of these storms, because some of them have appeared much kind of shorter to when they arrived on the weather models, and some of them have intensified. And, you know, we are a small island in the mid-Atlantic. For example, I was able to forecast a week out that the high pressure we had this weekend just gone was going to come. But I could tell it was going to come over Ireland. But if you were in England last weekend, it didn't come as far as eastern England. So like what's 100 or 200 miles of a difference can make a huge difference to the weather that we see in Ireland. But for the models to try and predict that, it's really, really, it's beyond a couple of days, it's very difficult.
Yeah, has this spring been colder than usual?
No, it's been warmer. It's been milder, believe it or not.
Really?
But a lot of that comes down to nighttime temperatures, because we had so much cloud, we've had so much rain, we haven't had a clear night. So while we haven't had the very warm days, we haven't had as many cool nights. So you have to remember that the temperature is the average temperature. It's not the average of the temperature that people are awake and experience weather.
Yeah.
It's also the average of 24 hours.
And that's all part of it as well. Well, listen, either way, I'm going to live in hope anyway, Alan, that we are going to have a good summer and that the Maybank holiday weekend will see the sun shining on the Emerald Isle. Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather and engineer and science communicator Phil Smith, who you can find at Phil of Science on Instagram. Thanks a million to you both for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.